This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios. Hello, my gentle snowflakes. This is Deese. You know me as host of The Social Hour, but now you can find me every Tuesday hosting the brand new Drink and Debate podcast. The Drink and Debate is an improv comedy competition in which four teams of comedians from all over the Pacific Northwest face off for beer, glory, and the title of Master Debaters. Wait, what? For beer, glory, as they master debating. Shit. Master to debater. It still sounds like I'm saying masturbate. Master to... son of a bitch. Screw it, we're doing it live! As comedians debate some things, so join us on the Drink and Debate podcast. Every Tuesday, you can find us on socialhourpod.com or on iTunes. And find the Drink and Debate live shows every month at the Spokane Comedy Club, hosted by myself and comedian Nick Cavassier. Go to SpokaneComedyClub.com for all the details. We'll see you there.
Well, hello there. I'm Andrew from Pants Pending Studios, and I want to share with you from the good book of never-ending random discussion.
Again, I trust you are putting your valuables in the center of your living rooms as previously instructed. Good Lord, I hope that's previously instructed.
The never-ending random discussion is a collection of funny and interesting people sitting down to be random.
Why is she naked?
Those eyes Jesus. Are so piercing.
It's...
I forgot that she had tiny little animal eyes, like beady little black eyes. Oh dear God.
Why is she... why is she covered in frosting? That's weird. Good. That's like a cake thing. That's not for donuts.
It's your favorite flavor.
Anything can happen, and anything does happen. Not that I'm sexist, but kitchens need to stay in women. I went with it.
Kitchens need to stay in women.
That's
Andrew Reisenhuber 2016.
Find the show at celebrategeek.com/nerd. Tune in and thank me later. Pants pending.
Listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
There's an old saying that you can't stick your fist in a woman's personality.
Get ready for the Social Hour.
Welcome to the show. This is the Social Hour. Thank you for joining us for another fantastic episode. We have a little special episode for you, a little truncated episode, but more bang for your buck. We have got a couple talented folks sitting in studio with me tonight. I have Tom Meisford, Steve Johnson, and Jay Mitz in the house tonight. How's everyone doing, folks?
Fantastic.
I'm really good. I spent the whole day with my dog.
Did you? That is a good day.
It's all I have to contribute. Let's
yeah.
do it.
Like, and my dog's name is DMX.
And they invited me onto a show called The Social Hour.
And then I'm here. You should have brought your dog. Could have played with my dog.
Should have brought my dog.
Molly would have loved to play with your dog.
It
would have
been a great episode.
Even like playfully just like pawing at him. Destroy Nibbly.
Just shred her. Like, I'm sorry. That was so...
I had a dog named Buddy, but he's dead now.
Okay, way to bring the show down.
Off to
all right,
the races,
yeah, perfect,
ladies and gentlemen.
It only took 1.5 minutes for Jay to kill the show.
The
Tom is monastic. Steve wants Tom's dog dead. Jay already has a dead dog.
Let's
create radio magic.
I
just like the days of Jack Benny and Fred Allen.
If you listen closely, you can hear the pitter patter of my dog's tiny feet, tiny paws. I think she has paws, not feet, as she roams around upstairs. She's a little dog. She's a poodle mixed with a smaller poodle, is what she is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. I think you can tell.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's clearly.
Shaver?
Right, yeah. I shaved her and glued. She's like the Buffalo Bill of dogs. She just wears the skin of other dogs. She wears the skin of a pit bull right now. Yeah, so.
I was curious why she was slamming her body against the door so hard. She's trying to escape.
Yeah, she's trying to get out. She doesn't have opposable thumbs, so she can't use a telephone.
Poor creature.
Yeah, it's difficult. So, but she's going to make it. She'll be all right. She's still alive. Not for long, though. If I have anything to say about it.
Oh, my
God. All right, so we are here. These guys are here to talk about the comedy edition Real Romance at the Bing. Or not at the Bing, at Ella's Supper Club on February 10th at 7 p.m.
That's a great lead-in.
That's how we sell it every time.
Now that we're done with dead dog talk, let's chat.
Let's talk about...
What? Do you have coming up, Steve Johnson? J-Mitch?
Anything with any dead cats? We don't have to talk about just dead dogs. We can talk about other...
any dead pets.
Speaking
really.
Of Valentine's Day, dead dogs.
Yeah, speaking of being sad and lonely, Valentine's Day is coming up, and we are going to... There's going to be a little show. It's going to be a fantastic show. These are some of your major players. Tom is like the genius behind this thing. He's put this all together.
I'm just in the booth.
Just...
my dog's still alive. What are we doing?
Let's try to keep your dog alive at least for another couple days. What do you say?
Deal. Yeah, you sold me.
You had me at a live dog, not dead dogs. Yeah, this is gonna be Tom. You gonna make it? Oh, Tom's gonna be all right. are you sleep deprived, Tom, from doing all the editing and filming? What's
I haven't done anything, Ace. Thank you for checking in.
last time I saw you, I was I think I was in Jay's sweater, and I was wearing her scarf.
It actually looked really good on you.
It felt fabulous. Huh. We traded clothes, and
that was a weird night.
I got a sleeping bag with Jay and Tom.
Speaking as someone who was there and also could not remember what you were talking about, maybe we give the listeners some context.
Yeah. So we filmed one of the many sketches you're going to see that night, if it makes the cut,
Sleepless in Spokane,
mm-hmm. which I believe Jay wrote. Is that correct?
Yes.
A fantastic skit, and you'll see that on February 10th at Ella's Supper Club when you go check it out. Now let's talk about this. Not the first show you guys have done. You've done a couple of these, right?
We've done at least one other one.
This is like our fifth one.
Seven.
I guess if you.
Well, the first one, if you count with Jason, right?
We've got a bunch of them under our belts now.
Yeah.
Right? What are we at?
I don't know.
I think we've had almost as many of these as there were episodes of Firefly, and we have like the same number of people watching. So
there are a small bunch of people, but they're very committed fans. Yeah,
what we're saying is
Netflix might bring us back.
What we're saying is it's my dad. My dad keeps coming to the show, and that's
Tom's dad. Tom's dad's the he's something else. So he's a good guy, right? I don't know Tom's dad.
Have you ever met him?
I've never met Tom's dad.
He's a treat.
He's a hoot. How would you describe him? What would he lead with on his Tinder profile?
I made half of Tom.
Not a good start.
You look at Tom. You look at the good half. That's all.
That's all me.
Me.
That's what he did.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I don't know what he did.
I've never seen him in person, but I saw him on the Notebook sketch that you guys were in.
We did that.
I must say, he's kind of like a handsome older devil,
He's older. He is older. I assume he's older, at least as old as Tom.
Yes.
If not possibly
a little older.
Yeah, he's got a couple
years on me. Basically, maybe a few.
Yeah. I don't know where to go with this. I've got my dad is a handsome older gentleman on one side. I've got
dead dogs on the other.
Let's do this. For context, let's give the listeners a little backstory. Again, we have Tom Meisford, we have Steve Johnson, we have Jay Mitz in the house. Most listeners at least know Jay. She's been on the show many times. a recent recipient of Best Guest of the Year 2016 for the show.
Yeah.
I didn't
the only name they
could
remember was the one who'd been here most.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who's the one we see a lot? Yeah, let's do
that. One.
Yeah, who's the one I have the most drops from?
Not my president.
So let's go around and talk to everyone real quick. Get to know a little backstory. We'll start with Tom. Tom, tell us about yourself. Favorite movie.
Like, if this were your Tinder profile.
Or Grindr, we don't judge.
Dick pic.
I wish you people would stop signing me up for things like this.
It's a free trial, Tom. Don't worry. You can opt out at any time.
By myself, just let me die. and then I would mention that Great Hugger.
Great Hugger.
Great Hugger. Solid Hugger.
Great Hugger. Yeah. All right.
Strong.
Soft, assertive but not pushy.
Wiry yet nimble.
Is that the kind of information you were looking for?
Yeah, I think that's perfect. That's pretty much everything,
I feel
though.
Like I did a good job. Yeah. Let's move along to Steve Johnson.
Steve, let's move along to Steve Johnson. Steve Johnson is a comedian, actor, Ron Swanson fill-in, and fan of the Seattle Mariners. I'm just pulling that because he's wearing the hat. Or I've never seen him without the hat, I don't think.
Expert fisherman.
It's pretty gross. Honestly, the combination of my hair and this mustache, I can't go anywhere without that hat on.
Doesn't work out. If you pull off the hat, there's just a purple dot over his head everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, it's not that I don't like showering. It's that shampoo and conditioner are expensive.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
So I just wear the hat, let it stink, then shower, wash this, and move along with my day. I also have a dead dog, but my dog is... I also have a living dog.
Let's talk about the dead one. What was the dead one's name? I have couple dead dogs.
Are they buried underneath the floorboard?
Yeah.
No, drowned in Loon Lake.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. All right.
If you want to see stank scalp dead dog Steve Johnson, why don't you come on down to Ellis Supper Club on February 10th?
Sad story.
No, it's fine. So I got a new dog, new Jack. So I can heal Jack off in public. Like that.
Can this dog swim?
No, he doesn't go anywhere near the water. And I don't know. Maybe it's because the old ghost, old dog's ghost, was like, "Hey, dude,
it's like
stay away from the water."
it's a dog's purpose. It's that whole. Your old dog came back. It's the new dog.
Yeah.
It was like, let's fucking avoid that shit. How about
stay away
this
from
time?
That shit. It's that's goddamn. You're right. That's
wow.
Probably it.
That's
I take
it.
All of my life advice and sort of personal dogma from Dennis Quaid movies.
Yeah sure. He's. I think we all do a little bit.
That explains so much.
All right. we've learned a lot so far. I feel like Tom has a dad. Steve has a dead dog. Jay, what would you like to tell us?
God. How do I follow that?
Yeah, how do you follow that?
Well, it didn't start with a dead dog.
It did not. It just ended there.
No, actually, it's gotten, well, I wouldn't say progressively worse. I've decided that I should never have children, and
okay.
It has to do with a dead dog.
I think other people may have decided that first, before you
see,
decided.
Okay,
that.
First, my cat died, and then my dog died.
Okay.
And then I had a gerbil, and I accidentally killed that, too.
Is there a gas leak in this room?
And then my goldfish and my snail died.
You had a snail?
I killed my snail.
How do you kill a snail?
Well, and then I also killed the bamboo plant.
And I killed my little brother.
That's what I've been leading up to.
I was twins, and I killed it in the womb. I strangled it with its umbilical cord. And then.
So, yeah, we have a sketch show coming up.
February 10th.
February 10th. At Ella's Supper Club. Two shows, one at 7, one at 9.
One at 9.
No. Just the one at 7.
What? No, why are you saying
just
no?
Just the one at 7.
It's just at 7.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
It's okay.
No, it's just the 7. It's crammed two shows into one better show. Mm. One fantastic.
That was the thought process.
They don't tell me anything.
Parts from both shows coming out and replace them with the good parts.
Hey, let's see. Can you, Tom, do you want to get on? I can't. I'm going to lose you if you're that far. Thank you. There you go.
Well, I don't want there you to you miss go. Out on a single second of this cold.
Riveting conversation.
This Willy Wonkian chocolate waterfall of joy that's falling out of my mouth right now. Yes, we are doing it. It's just the one show now.
Just the one show now. One show.
Good enough.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I can figure these things out over the air.
Learning is such a blessing.
What's the, what is it, $12 at the, $12 in advance, 15
and
at the door?
50 cents, I believe.
$12.50
at the door, $10 in advance.
In advance?
Yeah.
All right. Here you go. And it's about a little, about 90 minute show.
It's 14 minutes long.
It's actually just.
You haven't gotten a damn thing right so far, Dave.
I'm a terrible host. I don't do a lot of research.
It's not at the bank. It's only one show.
It's Ella's Supper Club. There's one show.
And it's not comedy anymore. It's just us talking about our dead dogs.
Sad. Which is comedy in itself.
We gave you a nice little taste.
Did you put crack in all of the water?
Yes, okay. I did.
It's just the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's just in the municipal water.
Spokane does that.
Yeah. But it is going to be at 7 p.m. at Ella's Supper Club at 1017 West 1st Avenue. That is correct,
that's
right?
Nailed it.
Yeah, good. That's broadcasting
that
101
old
right there.
Magic. I
that's
love
right.
That.
There we go. Now we're cooking. So besides we'll circle back here and actually get some information from you. Jay,
hi.
We're going to keep going with you.
Oh.
Jay, you guys are all local comics. Comics, comedians extraordinaire.
What's the word colloquial mean?
Colloquial.
Colloquial.
You are colloquial. It means local.
Colloquial cola.
Colloquial. It's a bootleg, Korean soda.
Yes, that's what I am.
It's full of SARS and one website.
Damn it. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm colloquial.
No, where can be? You are you are a regular player at the Blue Door Theater now. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I'm at the Blue Door Theater. I'm also a part of an improv team called The Corporation, which is also a splinter from the Blue Door Theater.
I heard about that.
Yeah, and then I'm hanging out with these crazy mofos over here all the time. Our little sketch group, which I love.
Yeah. So what's the is there some plans beyond this show? If you live through it, Tom.
This
plan.
I don't know. What do you want to do? What do you got going on?
I was gonna go see a movie.
Let's do that. What do you want to see?
Well, let's just bootleg film a movie and then just play that at the theater. Just
can we remake A Dog's Purpose?
And just put a life vest around a dog and send it out into the lake.
That's
an hour
terrifying.
And 45 minutes of that. The terrified dog not drowning. That sounds great.
That happened, didn't it? In the movie, there was that out there. Like, something
came
out.
They threw the German Shepherd in the water.
Trying to make out a German Shepherd.
Yeah. Have you guys already seen? I think this is not even premiering in theaters yet.
No, it was a leaked video.
We got special advance tickets.
One of the, because they tried to make it. I don't know what they were doing, but they were trying to have it so the dog looked like he was drowning, and the guy was like,
no.
"Well, I'll just make it drown."
Oh my god! No, are you serious?
Yeah. So he held it in the water until they were like, "Oh, it's lifeless. Pull it out." And they gave him CPR, and they're like, "Dog's purpose."
Oh my god! That's
nailed
so
it.
Terrible. Holy shit!
Yeah, because computers can't simulate a dog dying, so let's kill one.
Let's kill one for real.
Let's kill one for real.
I feel like I might have.
Even the computers were like, that's too sad. We can't do that.
Yeah.
Can't you CGI a dog drowning now?
Probably, yeah.
That
would be the worst job in the world.
To CGI a dog drowning?
Okay, no, there are worse jobs.
Instead of actually drowning a dog?
Well, who's paying somebody for that? That's pretty messed up,
I
too.
I don't know. There's all sorts of weird fetish porn sites out there.
That's true. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is that the wormhole we're going down?
No.
And now it's time for a new segment on the show. What is Dee's looking at?
Favorite porn site.
Yeah, what's going on behind that
screen? Oh, you don't want to know.
No wonder you're a favorite.
Yeah.
It always turns real sexual and weird when Jay's.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's kind of the truth.
Hold on. Steve, give me a line, will you, Steve? I feel like I'm losing you.
Hi, my name's Phil.
There you go.
Yeah,
perfect. You memorized it.
Yeah, I memorized that line. Oh, there we go.
There's our
boy. Hey.
Pick you up better. That mic's going out, I think. So.
That's okay.
All right, we're good. So, all right. So, come to the show. Come to the show.
I guess.
Tom, how come you don't do stand-up anymore?
I mean, it's not that I don't do it. It's that I'm not around doing it.
Where? Just at your dog? You're just yelling jokes at your dog?
Yeah, but he thinks I am great.
Does he?
I tell you. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've just been busy, you know?
All right.
I've been busy, and I actively hate all of you. And
That makes sense. Get that?
And I figured out that you can drink by yourself, not at a comedy club, and it's so much cheaper. So it's...
Just bring a flask.
There's a bunch of reasons, you know.
You know, you don't have to go to the comedy club.
No, I don't know. I I've been busy working on this a lot, and then it's a lot. It's a big. I mean, I think everybody in the show will tell you it's a ton of work. I think we're the only sketch comedy group in the area.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are Spokane's kind of only sketch group that I'm aware of, at least.
Right. Yeah.
It is a monumental task to film and. Edit and organize.
Such a great adjective for the number of fart jokes that we wrote this time.
This one's really highbrow, definitely.
Yeah, oh man.
Yeah.
I think we beat out pretty much all of our other shows on this one. This is about as childish as we've ever been. And I don't know. It's
gonna play well.
Takes a lot of time, and then when I get done, I'm like, you know what, maybe I don't want to hear about farts for a couple months,
maybe.
Yeah.
What's the process go through? I mean, there's a couple people, you know, there's a lot of people involved, acting, writing. So, I mean, kind of tell us how it got started and where it's.
Well, I mean, the whole process takes us a couple months, although we usually wait until the last month and then just.
Sure.
If we could do a show, it would probably take us like 3 months. We'd all get together, have a writer's room and locations for filming and shooting. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, then Tom here and Jeremy do the gist of it.
Yeah.
Which the editing is the part is like a fucking nightmare.
It's definitely the sexiest part of the process.
Yeah, it gets you the most pussy, that's for sure.
I'd say.
We all know Brad Pitt does okay, but that guy who edited Ocean's 11
yeah.
is just in an avalanche of pussy right now. We all know that.
Out at the club, if I'm going to bring up something that I like to do, it's either going to be film editing or sound quality. I like to,
sure.
Yeah, the ladies love a man who knows how to run Adobe Suite.
Yeah.
CS6.
That's the first thing I look for on my Tinder profiles.
Adobe.
The first thing.
Are you proficient in Adobe?
Girl.
So damn fine, though.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to know if I can hit it from behind, though.
You may.
You may.
I'm sorry, are you looking for permission right now?
No, I was just trying to be polite. I'm going to either way.
It's really nice of you to
ask. Yeah, it's going to be, it's going to be aggressive.
Well, up to this point, it's been cordial, and I appreciate that.
All right, Steve.
Yeah.
Let me give Steve some mic time. Steve's been around the scene for a long time doing comedy. How did you get involved in this little hoopla?
Tom was like, hey, you want to be in these sketches? And I was like, yeah, that sounds like fun.
And that happened. That's and it
exactly
happened.
How it would happen.
It was
like
a perfect reenactment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should write poems.
No, actually, the poems I wrote as a kid, I don't know, ever since, they were like, don't ever write poetry again.
Wow.
And they wouldn't, they burned them all, so I don't know what it was.
You used a lot of racial slurs.
You know what? That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
That's
sure. And like the obscure ones, too. Not like the typical ones.
No.
Like Cracker.
God damn. It's a hungry boy.
Yep.
So how long have you guys, so Tom, you've been
Well, I first started doing kind of features in the Jurassic Park one.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the first 2 years ago. Yeah, the first sketch I ever did with Steve, we were playing Man and Wife.
Jurassic Park, we played their parents.
I bet you made a great husband, Jay.
I really did.
I did it. Nailed it.
Yes. Are we ever going to release those sketches?
Yeah. I think in like 50 years.
Yeah. be this dead in 4 years.
50 years is... Shit got real fast recently. Yeah. Like, it got over the top.
Yeah, my optimism is like...
It's troubling. The what do you guys think of the state of the country?
Jesus, I'm not going to worry about it, man. I'm not going to worry about it. Here's the thing. When the nuke falls, it's going to...
In a heartbeat? We won't even know.
Yeah, we don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even have to worry about it. Be like, man, it got... Yeah, except for our fleet of aircraft.
Yeah, the military base is what, yeah,
you know, clear silos we have in the area. I mean, you know, other than all that stuff.
Minus that.
Other than that. In Montana, and Great Falls, Montana is another place. A lot of nuclear silos over there because they have an Air Force base. Yeah, and the nukes are. That's like Nebraska will just be fucking decimated. Yep. Shit like that. So.
Isn't Nebraska already decimated?
Yeah, it's true.
And I'll tell you what else will be decimated is the audience. When they show up to our show, Real Romance, Ellis Supper Club, February 10th at 7 p.m.
Just 7 p.m.
Just 7 p.m.
You can come back at 9, but...
You're more than welcome to join us.
We'll be cleaning up from the first show and the last show.
Yeah, the only show.
Some of us will be taking little naps in the corner.
One of us.
All of us.
Spooning.
Big so old cuddle puddle.
I know it's hard to think beyond the show that's not even happened yet, but I mean, what's the plan for the next one? Is there I mean, it's kind of been
start
every
sooner.
6 months.
Probably, yeah.
No. Start sooner, work harder, plan better.
Be gooder. Yeah. No, I think we're talking. I don't know. What are you doing?
Is that what you're like in an interview? That's terrible.
You want to go see a movie or something?
Yeah. I was hoping to.
I'd love that.
Yeah. How do you feel about popcorn?
I'm a drenched in salt and butter kind of a man.
Drenched in salt and butter, but what about your popcorn?
Oh, easy switcheroo.
That's how it goes.
That's our boy.
All night long. Never ends.
Love it.
I mean, it's been every, 6 months? It's kind of been happening.
About
is
every
it?
Four.
About every,
yeah, we do.
Because we had Valentine's Day, then we had our superhero one, which was in July.
Yep.
Valentine's Day again.
Yeah.
All right.
Coming full circle.
Are you guys now? Are you putting these online for people to
we
find?
We hit all the big holidays. We do Valentine's Day. We do.
We all know Hallmark created two of those, and then Jesus created Superman.
On YouTube.
Yeah, we've definitely got at least a couple of them.
I think we got seven up there.
At least
quite a few.
Something like that. Current character.
We all love Terry. We didn't do a Terry one this time.
No, but he'll probably show up.
Maybe we should rush in. Do
hey, guys, I'm Terry.
We all miss Terry.
I miss Terry.
Tom's dad is also in that one, too. So.
Tom?
A kick-ass cardboard clapboard.
Tom, what's your dad's name?
I'd love to meet him.
Oh, wow. Got depressing real fast. You want to talk about dead air? God. Let's not.
Okay.
Let's see if I did anything. So,
can we just move on from dead things and talk about our show on February 10th at LSW?
Sketch that's been filmed, but there's some live sketches too you're doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got six live sketches.
Six?
Absolutely, it is.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, Jake. Not a single doubt.
That's
I haven't seen a lot of it from me, but
that is
I'm
not
always
a
doing
smile.
It in my how I'm doing it with my face.
Okay.
Smiling.
Don't look
heart.
Away, Jake.
In your face.
Yeah, okay.
Jake, come on, bring it on back.
All right, there's
there
eye contact.
All right.
Like your tongue is involved in your smile.
It's a live, heavy show, Jake.
Like.
Okay.
How you feeling about that?
Good.
You nervous?
So nervous.
Did you learn your lines?
Yes.
Are you being honest
right now? Tell us
your
lines, Jay.
Scared?
Jay, what are your lines?
magic.
Can't think of a single one.
I can't.
Jay Mitz.
What were you saying about Donald Trump?
Yeah, what do you think about Donald Trump?
That's a huge blanket question.
Yeah, yep.
I don't like him.
That was a
huge question. I realized today as I was scrolling through Facebook and news and things like that that we are on like this Obama hangover. And it's just like reactions of Obama to what Trump is doing and what Obama feels about things and
They also do like a lot of comparisons. They were showing Obama's inauguration, seeing that over and over again, different comparisons between the two of them and their presidency.
Sure. Who's the better dancer?
Barack. Oh,
gotta
Michelle.
Be Trump. Look into that. He did the whole break in two. Like he did like the whole dance number. Familiar with the films of Cannon Production Company, sir? Are you not?
No.
Are you not interested in finding out whether or not the?
Is this like when they save the mountain by having a ski off or save the every 80s movie they have to do
basically
something.
Every 80s movie, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they made a couple of them, and they were real estate investment. Yeah, no, this is nobody
this
else.
Like
am I the only person in the room? Is this like the Mandela? Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, very much like
all
that.
Right.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
All right, I was trying to explain the
in a universe where the Mandela effect doesn't exist.
Nelson Mandela.
How do you guys feel about the Mandela?
Fine, the Mandela.
Do you not know what it is?
I definitely know what it is, but I think you should explain for the audience.
By the government, and then you're like, oh, hey, good job, Mandela.
But you think it actually might have died in prison, also known as the Berenstain effect, where
the bears.
For the bears, correct? Have a recollection. A large portion of the population has a recollection of Nelson Mandela actually dying when he.
As far as our corporate overlords will let us know.
Right. He was released and died in 2008. Mm-hmm. Actually dying in prison while he was in prison. And then the Berenstain Bears. You're familiar with the Berenstain. Like, how do you remember it being spelled?
Bear N. And then Steen and
yeah. What
Steen.
If yeah? Incorrect.
No. Okay.
It was Steve.
What if I told you?
No, it's Berenstain with an A.
Really?
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So and everyone saying it wrong.
Okay. What does that have to do?
Screw you, hippie.
All right. There's like this thing that was going around recently about the movie Shazam that Sinbad started in the early 90s by him being a.
Not a real movie. You're thinking of Kazam.
No,
I'm
not.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
To a parallel reality that in a portion of the population remembers the other.
Probably. Your first kid?
Are you thinking about dead presidents?
No, which one was
the one? We don't talk about dead things, guys.
Kid and they.
That's that first kid.
Are we still talking about roller skating?
Maybe they were in both.
Movies?
Maybe it was
Rocket?
It was it's the twist ending of that was actually
M.
Night
Shyamalan's
first. That was his first movie.
Was it Kazam or Shazam? Do you remember?
Goddamn!
It's correct.
Or.
Which is exactly
or
the way
your corporate
I would
overlords
have
hated that movie so much. And that's why they released fake news saying it never existed when somebody had a picture of the movie.
Real movie. Nobody owned it.
Sinbad didn't even own that.
Yeah, they forgot to return it at Blockbuster. Who cares? They had it.
Yeah. So the funny thing is, I remember things the way most of Mandela dying in prison. Like I remember seeing footage of him dying in prison, and like, that was like, hey, Nelson Mandela died, blah blah. And like, you know, it's all the
it's the
Anunnaki.
Well, I mean, they had footage of him over the recent years. Maybe
it could have just been Morgan Freeman. I don't know. You know,
that's true. It could have been.
Yeah. You know what? Nobody dies. How
Nobody
about
dies.
That?
How about that?
Is my dog on that island?
No, your dog. Alive, is, how about that? Your dog has died. Your dog has died. He's dead.
Everybody
he
dies forever.
That's right.
You know, it's really lively. Our show February 10th at Ella's Supper Club. Please come down. Please.
Fantastic.
Please drive safe and don't die on the way or hit Jay's dog again.
Oh
Not
my
that you
God.
Can.
Because it's dead.
Nobody dies.
Oh my God.
Are you just going to delete this whole episode?
They're the microphones, microphones aren't even on. We're not. This isn't happening. This isn't real.
You guys want to start over but happy? Let's all just close our eyes and pretend it's 10 years ago and that this isn't our life anymore.
Yeah.
And then we'll go again. Okay. And ready.
What are you now, Tom?
I'm an angry 19-year-old with no idea what he's doing with his life.
Okay.
Now I'm just mad at everyone.
Is that where you were 10 years ago?
I mean, not... Yeah. No, I don't think I was mad. I think I was mostly tired. Have I been tired for 10 years?
Yeah.
I have mono?
Yeah, it looks... Yeah. Are you, are you 29?
I'm 29 years
Steve,
old.
Steve, how old are you?
33.
Jay, how old are you?
Frisky 24.
Frisky 24. Oh, God. Like, you didn't ask for an adjective. I just asked for your age.
Well, you got it.
Like a less not a frisky 24, just a dull 24.
I get really sad when I don't get carded.
Let's go around the table and ask what everyone was doing 10 years ago. Jay, what 10 years ago when you were 14 years old, what were you doing?
Well, let's see here. I was probably a freshman in high school.
Okay.
So I was studying hard and getting to class. And reading about your Lord Jesus Christ.
Really?
She says with confidence.
Wait, was your family religious?
No.
No. You were just independently.
She's just a fan of the books.
Yeah. Wanted to learn.
They're a great story.
Yep. No, like books. That's one of them. So, yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah.
I read the best books.
My
I have the best ones.
My very Christian mother recently got mad at me.
I know this. This is how you remember all the names of the planets, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Very Christian mother.
My very Christian mother. The
Mercury,
Venus. So she. I made a comment about how a couple years back, she said something about Tom's going to die over there. He's just crying. He's like, I think Tom had, like, smoked some peyote on his way over.
Probably. So you're Christian
You can
mother.
Smoke it?
Yeah. Well, you can. There's lots of things you can do with it.
Can't You've wait just to learn been about injecting it straight into your heart, right?
It's been like Pulp Fiction.
Peyote Heart. Peyote Heart. Worst Native American name ever.
It's my next album.
So yeah, Christian mother's all pissed off at you.
Oh, well, because I made a comment how she said that we should close off all the borders and not let people immigrate into this country. And I pointed out to her that she would not have her husband or three children if people did not immigrate in the country, given the fact her husband is Mexican. And then I told some people about that, and she saw that I did. She was angry after that. And I'm like, well, you fucking said it. I don't know, you know. What do you? Mm-hmm. It's not my fault. Stupid shit comes out of your pie hole.
Have you talked to her about the travel ban?
No. We don't
just
talk.
Just stay away from that.
Yeah,
one.
We don't talk. Yeah, we don't. Yeah, you know.
That's probably good.
We'll just let it. You know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I made a flippant remark on Facebook the other day about how, you know, all the Christians that seemed to turn out fine for all the indigenous people, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they, yeah, so I know, I'm sure she saw it, and that's, you know, it doesn't go over well with, he has a church and churchy kids. And
did you get into a lot of Facebook fights over that one?
No. I just.
Or anyone really on Facebook. You're never going to convert anyone on Facebook.
You're never going to. Right. You can shock the shit out of those fags and just get away with it.
Oh, my
God.
And that's why I endorsed Mike Pence.
Right. Yeah.
Well, your brain is electricity, right?
Yeah, it just makes sense. I think it's the way God would want it, right?
It's our show.
February 10th.
I love these segues.
Years ago.
At a bar, playing foosball.
Nice.
Literally, to the day.
Most likely. Bars and getting too drunk, sure. And then just getting my ass kicked. And then
at foosball or just getting your ass kicked?
Both. Depends on the night, you know? You know?
I mean...
Sometimes people stand too close to the table, so you smash that middle stick right into their dick.
They have a urethra issue.
Huge.
Yeah, and just when they pee, it's just one giant dollop. Just my place where bladder, that's what it's called. The bladder. Bladder. I'm good with organs.
Deuce, where were you 10 years ago?
15 years old.
Are you a frisky 25?
No. I was 24. 25? How old am I? And I was trying out for backup dancer. For the bad boy backup dancer.
Were they still together in 2007?
They're coming back. I don't know.
Man, they just keep coming back.
I was on the touring squad, you know.
Sure.
You know, there's the home team, then there's the touring squad. You go out to Poughkeepsie, do some dance moves for some white trash people in a trailer park. You tell them you're Nick Lachey. And then,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know if he was in Backstreet Boys.
No one does.
They're all just one big nightmare anymore.
No.
It's kind of like the Nelson Mandela effect. You don't know who was in the Backstreet Boys and who wasn't.
Yeah.
Right? Nick Lachey.
Nick Lachey. Donnie Darko. I was going to say Donnie Wahlberg. I think Donnie Wahlberg was in the Backstreet Boys.
No.
Yeah.
He was in 98 Degrees.
Milli Vanilli was in the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a
Both
fact.
Ginger Both Spice.
Ginger Spice, yeah. You know, the Backstreet Boys. We all know.
Right.
That group. What's your favorite Spice Girls song? Can you name a Spice Girls song?
I can, but it's just kind of cliche because it's There's only Gonna Be My Lover. And what's the other one?
Don't act like you don't know.
Is that a song?
I'll tell you what I want the name of that one.
I don't know.
What you want?
What you want?
I know what it's called, but I mean, I guess
20 bucks is 20 bucks. I'll take it. And then,
Levy Jane.
He doesn't listen. He's not a fan.
Oh
no! Okay. Let's give him a reason not to.
Yeah, let's talk shit about Jared. So, who are the other people involved in the show at Ellis Supper Club?
Oh, let's go around the table. Let's do this. Missy Narrett,
Sam Bidovich.
Dan Anderson.
Hey, Casey Strain.
Matt Dargan.
Fuck. Dix. Jeremy Pearson.
Dix. He's a Dix.
Pearson. Jeremy Pearson?
Jeremy P.
Are you guys Facebook friends?
Like, yeah, but I never read the last name.
Who reads the last name? Jeremy Pearson. You guys all know Jeremy's on the show regularly.
Greg Beachler by degrees.
Greg Beachler didn't make the cut in this year. Couldn't do it,
Greg
huh?
Beachler was a bit scheduling conflicts.
Time, yeah. Scheduling conflicts.
Did we say
Georgia yet?
And then Deez.
And old Deez. And our old pal Deez.
You made a little cameo in your panties.
Old in my panties. Fucking destroyed my ankle that night. That was great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are you okay?
Slipped and fell. Yeah, it was fun.
Brown in his underwear with toilet paper. Now you have to come to yeah. Ellis Supper
so
Club.
So we can pay his medical bill.
Yeah, it was, I'm just like Mr. Glass in Unbreakable.
2008.
Been dead this whole time. I'm just a ghost. Mm. Yeah. Princess from like 8 different M. Night Shyamalan movies, I think. And thanks. Then there's those we do not speak of just to throw. And I, water
I really
is
like
bad.
The new one, though. Split.
Split. Good?
I liked it. I thought it was really good.
Here's the twist. They were twins the whole time.
Shut up.
Here's the twist.
A twist.
It's not really an M. Night Shyamalan movie. It's made by a good director.
Nice. I wish I had his money.
Yeah. Way to shut down Shyamalan.
Oh, he listens. He knows. He
make
knows.
Sure you, make sure you put the hashtag M. Night when you post this video.
Be like, God damn those sons of bitches. They got me. Zinger. They zing me. That's what happens. I don't... Tom, are you okay? Or are you gonna make it?
I'll be all right.
You gonna make it? You gonna make it?
Buddy's all right. Eventually.
Do you like another shot of peyote to the heart?
Shots now. Oh, okay. The heart. Okay. I thought we were drinking it and smoking it.
We can do both.
I thought you just ate
so
it
much
like
about
avocado.
Peyote.
No more avocado.
I thought you just slice it like
I
an
thought
avocado.
I did too, but now I'm seeing Salvador Dali paintings everywhere. It's amazing.
Tom, there are no Salvador Dali paintings in this room.
Yeah.
Great news, because that would mean the Deez is an international art thief.
I am. Like the Ocean's 11 of Spokane art
You do
thief.
Slick back your hair, which makes
do
me
a
think
little
you're
bit.
An art thief.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
they steal art in those movies?
Yeah. You know, I'm not 100% clear. I've never seen the movies, per se. I've heard. I
the
just
extended universe like
the assumed
novels.
It was art. You
That's
know?
The best investment.
Yeah.
Other than real estate.
That's right.
Especially Beanie Babies.
I really thought I was going to be wealthy on those.
Yeah, you're not.
I have hundreds of them.
Do you? What do you do with them? Do you play with them?
You no, were 4 years old when it was a bad idea to own Beanie Babies.
I was not. That was a big deal when I was like 5 to 10.
So I was off by...
Okay, I remember they had little books and you could look at them and it would tell you in 50 years what their value would be.
Sure.
And
was, I came in like, it twice. It's going to definitely be worth $800
yeah,
in a year.
Yeah, this one's going to be 60. This
Once
one's going to be 70.
Once the world runs out of semen,
yeah.
Beanie Babies?
People will be clad.
That's right. what? So wait, hold on. They had
semen
things that told you how...
Scam. These little
yeah,
books.
It's a total scam.
Wait, now you're just
that.
Now
yeah.
figuring out it was a scam?
I was a
5-year-old.
Well...
I bet you believed in Santa too.
Idiot.
Piece of shit.
I did.
How do things like that happen? The Beanie Babies, where you're like, this is what we're gonna collect this innocuous thing. I'm just gonna collect a shit ton of these, and in a million, like in 50 years, they'll definitely be worth millions of dollars. Somebody else is gonna want this shit. I just unload on him for no fucking reason.
Well, you've got comic book posters all over your room.
I do. The comic books aren't worth shit either.
That's I
you
think
wouldn't
that's kind
think
of the
so,
point.
Right?
Yeah.
But, like, for some reason, we keep deciding that,
What you're saying is we need to make movies out of Beanie Babies.
Oh,
like Marvel.
He's saying there's a market you might be able to make
shit.
Your money back.
That's okay. Exactly how it's going to happen.
Okay, we need to get...
damn it, you're right.
Beanie Babies the movie.
Top animation.
Seth Rogen's going to play one of them. Okay. Jack Black's going to play one of them.
Definitely.
Not to the movie.
Wasting money.
Doesn't have to be a plot. It's just CGI.
He's on fire and then just, like, periodically lighting $100 on fire.
That's it.
They're like drinking like into a microphone. Like, oh, who's got the most beanies? I want to have the most beanies.
And sure. Play with Beanie Babies.
And hence
that would
the
be really
intrinsic
fun.
Value of Beanie
Babies. One's gotten rid of them.
Yep.
Like lit them on fire.
What you don't know is Tom's got a huge collection of them.
It's all I have.
Around in his bed on his Beanie Babies.
That's how he funds all of our sketches. He sells one.
Just here, it's been 25 years. Oh, Mr. Nuzzles.
I like the idea. Like, he's like, well, we'll make it dip a little in 2002 just to make people think it is actually an up and down market.
He's just full on. He's like the Brent Spiner character from Independence Day. He's just like, the bunnies, they're next. Yes. We shall peak like Everest.
Oh, I like this. I want to do that. Let's make a Beanie Baby movie.
Okay. I have boxes of old dusty Beanie Babies. We can make this happen. I'm nostalgic now. But if they ever go above $50, I'm going to sell the shit out of those.
Really nostalgic for back when I thought they were
that time they were worth anything.
I'll sell my kidney before those Beanie Babies.
That reminds, the other night, I'm sitting at...
That reminds you.
We'll keep walking by with these little red coolers. And they're like... I see it. People walk by with these little red coolers. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Is this some sort of like Filipino like organ trade? Like, there's kidneys in there. Like, if we all fall and have a red cooler, they'll never know which one the kidneys are actually in. You know, like this could be
Ocean's 11.
Exactly, it all comes back to Ocean's 11 and Beanie Babies. So finally, somebody walks by and I go out and I'm like, hey. I keep seeing people walk by with these coolers. What's in that cooler? And he goes, he gets all cagey and weird. He's like, this, yeah, it's a cooler. I'm like, yeah, I get that it's a cooler. Well, what's in it? He's like, oh, whatever. I'm going, okay, this is really fucking weird now. Like, you guys you're being really, like, shifty about what's in your cooler. And he didn't tell me. And then he's like, you know, we're just having a work thing. And then anyway, the coolers, what are you going to do? And and off he goes. And I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Did you ever find out?
No, I never found out what was in the coolers. And people kept walking back and forth with these coolers.
It was definitely human hearts.
It had to have been, right?
It bothers me that there's no succinct ending to the story. All you've done is you've wrapped us up in your web of intrigue.
Come back next week.
Find out February 10th at Ella's Supper Club.
We'll reveal the ending.
Yeah, there we go.
The heart. Yes.
We can wrap that into like the whole Valentine's Day romance thing.
What's everyone's? Everyone, this could get really sad real quick. Does anyone have any...
No.
you have a girlfriend. You have someone who pays who adores you, right?
Adores me.
I assume she's.
No, we're not gonna do anything.
You don't do
probably go out to dinner by myself.
Oh. Leave her at home.
What is going on with you?
She's got to work.
There's like the heart-shaped pizzas. Yeah. I always wanted to order one, but order just half of one.
That's just like the broken heart.
Just call and just like, can I get
order
one?
Order like the embarrassing thing that you send her at work? You don't do that?
No. Inflatable doll at work with the mouth open, just agape. Like,
no, actually, okay, all right. No, she probably won't listen to this. I ordered an inflatable goat.
Is your girlfriend?
And I'm going to give that to her. The funniest part is where you blow it up.
Is
because she's like, oh, I don't want to do presents or anything like that. So I'm gonna be like, hey, here's a present, and it's a goat with a giant dick.
Oh, loves romance already
romance
gone,
in
huh?
The air.
You guys really know.
But that's about 5 months.
No. Mm-hmm. Jay, what are you doing?
Well, last year I got my boyfriend, and then I filled it with PBR, and then stapled it shut, and then I gave it to him. And he really liked that.
Now, real boyfriend or just some guy?
How are you gonna top that?
Like a guy.
PBR.
You
know,
should give it to you, Tom.
Maybe he should start liking
Let's
the things
take
I
this
give
one
him.
Step at a time.
Maybe when I give you things, you accept them and you love them.
Maybe. Maybe.
No. I don't know. So I don't know how to stop that. I'll probably just I'll probably just give him a real stuffed dog.
Stuffed dog. Live, like a not live anymore, just a dead dog. Like stuffed with organs, like it's a living dog, or stuffed with stuffing.
Stuffed with hearts from
just
your cooler.
Overfed.
Overfed, yeah. Just a sleepy just overfed dog.
Just a tryptophan coma dog.
I don't know, are you doing anything?
No, probably not. I'm going to guess. Now I'm going to go out. I'm going to take Tom out.
Okay.
I'd like that.
Tom, let's go see a movie.
You want to go see a movie?
Let's see a movie.
Well, what you got going on?
You should go see M. Night Shyamalan's new movie.
At Ellis Supper Club on February 10th. You can... You can see the new M. Night Shyamalan film.
Ideal.
No, I don't participate in such.
Being alone and sad. Whoa. Not myself, but
why,
you.
Why did you assume I was alone and sad? It's fair.
I was at Lover's the other day, and in the back row, they had... Don't fucking laugh. They had lube, but it wasn't just called lube. It was called specifically, like, masturbation cream. It's like, why the lube? Like, that's just such a, like, a self-deprecating, sad thing for it to be masturbation cream.
Masturbation cream can be... It's a little bit less coarse than my hand.
But it was, like, such a big bottle. And the fact that, like, to be used for masturbation.
Well, what else do you... I mean, do you use lube to get, like, your pipe cleaner?
Why would you put the stuff that's labeled masturbation cream in the back of the store? Like... If somebody's going to get up to some shady masturbatory...
Because they want you to get through all the cocks and dildos, so you might buy something else. You don't want to do the impulse buy. And
in the back of the grocery store, so you have to go past the other.
And that way, if you decide to sample said masturbation lube...
Unpleasant reality.
Does everyone know that the dollar store sells lotion? Like, I don't need to go to Lover's to get masturbated. I just miss... Yes, talk slower.
That's a heavy lead content.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they stir in asbestos as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You look like a Wizard of Oz porn parody down there, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. You can't just get worse. It all makes sense. I mean, come on. Yeah, I'll rub SARS in there.
Shots,
a couple times a year.
Are we still talking about masturbation?
I'd like to. I don't know. Are we not? Yeah. Okay. Okay, so that's what you're doing. Tom, where are you going to hang out?
It's
do
just you and me, baby.
All right, let's do it.
Let's make this a reality.
We can do it, I believe.
Let's go find that aisle.
That masturbation aisle, just like the saddest masturbating.
But it wouldn't be masturbating if you guys were together.
Well,
it would still be masturbating.
No, it'd still be I'm not touching him.
Still masturbating.
Yeah, back to back. Let's sit back to back.
I'd like to be looking at each other.
I mean, if they do it to each other, it's called a Dutch rudder.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. That's what that's called.
Okay.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, where you grab his dick and he grabs yours, but then he grabs your forearm and you grab your forearm and then you...
Oh. Yeah. So you're like, the action is for...
Is this your first day at work?
What are you talking about? Apparently I'm not.
Shit. Come on, man.
Steve, you know a lot about that.
Yeah, I do.
It's okay. I was good. I like it.
You ever heard of docking or log stacking?
No.
I've heard the term docking. Log stacking?
Docking is where you take an uncircumcised penis and you put it up next to a circumcised penis.
Wait, what?
How much foreskin is there that you can master?
There's a lot of foreskin.
Foreskin.
Log stacking is where y'all just kind of like stand and you get them as close and you just stack them on top of each other. It's usually before an orgy. Y'all get together, you do it, and you go, break! And then you...
That's fun.
Go
See, that's fun.
Yeah. I thought I suggested it before the last show, but, you know. Nobody wanted to do it with me.
Sorry, I don't have a penis roll.
So I was just running around with my dick out going, hey, who wants the log stack? And Tom was like, fuck
me. And that's how we sold out the show.
We're starting. A bunch of homeless people followed me inside. Gave us their only $10.
There you go. Is it 18 and over, 21 and over? 18?
It's
anyone? Any all ages?
There is no age limit. I would suggest not bringing a small child.
It's probably not good.
I mean, there is a bar, though.
There sure is.
Yeah.
Now, the bar, it's 21 plus. But the show, it's for everyone, baby.
It's 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, guys, the...
And it's at Ellis Supper Club on
February 7th. February 10th.
Jesus.
Sorry. At 7 p.m. Just no, go down there now. Hang out.
Pick a day.
Act like it's the release of the next Star Wars camp out. Does anyone have any dates coming up? Anything they want to plug? Jay, you got anything
I'm
at the theater?
You to a movie.
We're going to a movie.
Yeah, you and Deez are going to a movie. Just, you know, keep an eye out for me at the Blue Door Theater. And then mainly, just come on down to Ellis Supper Club February 10th at 7 p.m.
All right. And Steve, you got anything coming up?
The Drinking Debates February 12th, but don't come to that. Come to Ellis Supper Club February 10th. Facebook.com.
You said it.
They're on.
Just scream it to the sun gods.
Yeah. sun gods.
Which sun gods do you prefer?
I mean,
let's
come
just
on.
Assume that Jay's Ra. Not going to say Ra because that is some hatchet shit.
A good
there.
One. That's a good one.
That's one.
Okay, Pasuthala.
Bullshit.
Double P.
Double P.
O T.
I thought I heard the double
W L Z Y.
That's great. And what culture does that?
It's very.
Pasuthala from Mesopotamia.
Yeah, Mesopotamia.
Elevator pitch on old
he's
Mesopotamia.
Made of sunbeams and lightning.
Lightning?
He's sun and lightning.
Wow, okay. What and, else? Is there anything just, else that he's a god of?
Yep. Just yeah, it's like kind of.
Well, that's cool. And then like, is he a happy god? Is he a sad?
No, he's a really angry god.
Who's he married to?
Known Costa, some Cuban woman.
Right. And do they have any children?
Sure. Greg
the
beach god.
Greg's a god?
Well, demigod.
That was
the great story. All right, and then the third one?
Jesus.
Sun god.
Jesus is the god of all things, including the sun, and our sweet, benevolent leader, Donald Trump.
And the son of God.
I hear what I want to hear.
He's also
all about that.
He's also, since you know, on February 10th at 7 p.m., get your tickets now for $10 at
friendsofthebrain.com,
Red Vendini, or just go to Comedy Edition Real Romance on Facebook and you can get myself at the Drink and Debate on February 12th at 315 West
Tom.
Sprague Avenue.
Nah, you guys
Tom, it's a fest. Samuel, 15-3. Yeah. Coming back, Tom, Adam Lee, and Scott Kirkenberg.
We're
going
to win.
You're going to win again? Oh. All right.
Money okay. And a claim.
Steve's got a pretty solid team. There's a couple. Actually, every team's pretty. Let's get some. Let's go to BetDSI and put some money on who's going to win. Steve or myself. That show starts at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7. Again, that's a go to on Monday, the February 6th at the Pin. So go check that out. Also, tickets are available now. Just go to Spoke Comedy. That's it. And I think that's it for now, guys. Anything else?
Friendsofthebing.com.
Org. org.org. Friendsofthebing.org.
org. Friendsofthebing.org.
Yes. It's an org. So go check out all those things. all right, guys. Well, thank you. Thank you for listening, everyone. We'll see you at the show. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Jay's dead dog. Steve's dead dog. Tom's alive dog, Buffalo Bill, M. Night Shyamalan, Monica, and everyone without a Valentine's Day date. Thanks for listening, guys, and we will see you next week. She's like the Buffalo Bill of dogs. She just wears the skin of other dogs.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios Podcast Network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!